This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The State Department of Environmental Protection has issued a waterfront permit to Wynn Resorts. That means casino developer Steve Wynn can begin construction on the $2 billion project in Everett unless there's an appeal. The city of Somerville had fought the permit because of concerns surrounding traffic congestion and pollution. So in issuing the permit, the state denies the city's challenge. But Somerville Mayor Joseph Curtatone points out that the state did impose new conditions on Wynn, including that it increased the amount of open space at the casino property.
The hearing officer clearly heard our arguments around a few particular points. One, there will now be a ferry service that is conditioned for the entire length of the license, 50 years, which was not the case before. And this is very significant for our city as we argued about the health and environmental impacts of traffic congestion.
And where would, just interrupt for a second, where would the ferry go to and from?
I'm not familiar with the specifics. I think those have to be worked out, but the fact there has to be ferry service to A's and E's and the traffic impact the mitigation is huge. And the other piece is the unusual term of license of 85 years has been reduced to 50 years.
So what does that mean then?
What it means is sooner than 85 years, the 50 years from now, the community and the region can reassess the impact of those benefits as to any reapplication of a new license to be issued. And that's important because the other number was clearly arbitrary. And that was an argument we made. It wasn't based on any logic, any reasoning, any facts, or any precedent.
85 years is what Wynn requested.
Yeah, and to reduce it by 35 years was not insignificant. It was significant. You know, this case was never about trying to stop the casino, although that would have been fantastic. That was never going to happen. I lost that argument on a statewide ballot initiative a couple of years ago. But this was about the city of Somerville exercising its statutory right under Chapter 91 as to whether or not a license was issued appropriately and whether or not they got it right. And clearly, they didn't get it right the first time. The hearing officer agreed, and there are some significant adjustments to the conditions of the license. So we'll continue to evaluate this decision. We just received it, and we'll make a determination whether we're going to appeal.
Are you pretty convinced that the bulk of the environmental issues that you were concerned about in the first place are resolved with this decision?
No, I want to distinguish. One, there's a license, a necessary license, as a requirement of building on the public waterway that needs to be issued. And this license now has new conditions. Although we are satisfied and appreciative that the hearing officer recognized our arguments, I can say on behalf of my community, we are far from satisfied that the needs and the threat to our environment, health, and quality of life have ever been addressed in an adequate and reasonable way as part of this entire process. I don't blame Steve Wynn for that. I blame the rules that we set up as a commonwealth that did not adequately address, and the process we put forth that did not adequately address those concerns.
Mayor Curtatone of Somerville, thank you.
Thank you. Take care.